It's all right to be an overthinker in this world. A good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled An Overthinker. What is an overthinker? An overthinker is a person who tends to think a lot most of the time. An overthinker is not an insecure control freak. There are issues that they think a lot. They look into a situation more deeply than an average person. That's their problem. Overthinking does not make them to be crazy. They just think more than an average person. They think far wide about how things will turn out. They look at how things they assume will turn out. They look at each and every opinion or outcome which might transpire. That's why you might see them as people like to control. They're not controlling. The issue is that they're active. Don't take them to be crazy because they think a lot or they do it more than an average person. Just take them that their brain works too much. And sometimes it's better if they could just sit down and relax. Because if they can imagine something and see the outcome, they cannot be able to live in the moment because they are always thinking about what will happen next. That's their problem. They're not control freaks. There are people who you can assume they are crazy, but they tend to have an issue of living in the moment because they are always thinking about what will happen next. Even if they know it might not happen, but they will put it there as a consideration. They look at each and every situation in a broader context. In a huge nutshell, if I do 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 will appear. If I do 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10 may transpire. So they are always thinking ahead. Sometimes they can even come and save you from doing something which will lead you into trouble. Because you might tell them you want to do something. And then they sit down and look at each and every end and each and every corner. And then they'll come and tell you, do you know if you do what you are planning to do, you will end up with such a problem, a huge one. And do you assume you want to risk it? That's how overthinkers are. They tend to analyze each and every situation deeper than it. Then the picture is, they tend to want to look at a bigger, huge picture than what is in front of them. They know that relationships can be challenging. That is why they pay particular attention to what is being said to that person, to them or that overthinker who is at that moment being told. But the most sweet thing about an overthinker is that once they love you, they will love you. They will pour you with love. They will shower you with love. They will make you that you are okay, you are right, you are fine. They will love you. They will give you that love that when you want back up, they will be there, man. If you ask them to show up, they will show up. If you want them to accompany you somewhere, they will come along with you. Once they love, they just give it all out. And another thing about an overthinker is that when an overthinker says I am sorry, they are truly sorry and they really just want you to accept their apology, because it becomes a burden when they apologize and you dismiss the apology or you sideline them. It becomes heavy upon their heart. that they took their time trying to analyze what went wrong. And if it is them who did something wrong, they will come back to you and they will apologize genuinely. But yet we are people, sometimes when I come and apologize or you come and apologize, I might sideline you because I assume my emotions are trampled on, so I have a right to sideline you. And I don't know, if you are an overthinker, obviously it won't hold you right until I say, no problem, your apology has been accepted. You will keep on assuming and thinking that, no, the person doesn't want to apologize, forgive me. It means I went too much, or maybe they don't want to speak to me anymore, or maybe the relationship might be dead. Such things, that's how it is. If you can just accept it on the get-go, when it comes from an overthinker, you make their life simple. You make their day to go smoothly. You make everything for them to sail smoothly, understanding, yes, they were wrong. You forgive them. Life moves on. So they tend to think a lot. If a person doesn't just give them the green light that their apology has been accepted, they tend to struggle a lot with moving. They toss and turn on the bed. Which will take you to another fact about them, that they cannot sleep at night when they made a wrong choice. To them, a choice is not just a choice, because every choice to them is important. Each and every decision they take, they have to have made, they thought it out through. They have to make sure that each and every choice they make will lead to results, because they always try to be on time. They are always prepared, and they usually have more than one alarm, because they don't want to see surprises when they wake up. So if one decision goes wrong, one choice goes wrong, that's when problems will come upon them, that they took their time, they prepared, and they set more than one alarm just to make one big wrong choice, or one small choice, wrong small choice to them will cause problems. Believe me, sometimes we all go there. Sometimes I assume we all have that small glimpse of being an overthinker, because I once made a choice and it didn't sit well with me. I tried to sleep, but my sleep just ended here and there. I tried to sleep. The sleep, I'm talking about one night. I'm not talking about it being consecutively. One night, I made it during the day, that choice I took. And it tend to be a wrong choice, because I thought maybe if I, the choice which I made, it was something right. And it tend to be a wrong, poorly choice. So, that's that one night. I would go to sleep maybe an hour. After that hour, I wake up. I will go back. I try, let me just push again and sleep. 30 minutes later, I'm up looking at the roof. Again, I doze off again. Same scenario, same procedure. The nights tend to be something very long, because I kept on tossing, I kept on waking up, my sleep just didn't want to, my heart was pumping very, very fast. So it's I understand that sometimes how overthinkers are, because they are in, people assume that they are indecisive, but once they make that decision, just know that no one can come there and change their mind. An overthinker, once a decision is taken, once a choice has been made, it's final. No matter what others can come and say, the decision is final, case closed. They won't change that decision. If they change it, it means it's after a while, after the long, long run. Once they decide that today they're doing something, just know that they will do it. And no one can come in and stop them. Once they set their mind on something, their mind is set, done and dusted. No matter what you can say, their minds are blocked. They don't enter. They will refuse to take what you're telling them, because they just don't take decisions willingly. Those decisions have to be proper. They have to be taken well. So once a decision has been made, the decision is final, dusted. Nothing can change their mind, because they took time. They thought about it. They deliberated on it alone. Look at each and every angle. And they found that, let's go for what the decision that they have made. They've said, I have made my bed with this decision. With this choice I have made, I will lie on it. Whether we care, you come and tell them this or that. Once the decision has been made, just say they have put in a stamp on it. It's done and dusted. You cannot change their perspective on that decision they have taken. Another thing about them, they cannot let anything go, because if they understand it better, they can change the outcome. So that's how they are. Letting go of something to them is a huge job. If they can understand what's happening, what's the situation, what's the real scenario on the ground, once they understand, they know something, they can change it. It's like if they go and write a test. First test, they didn't test one. They didn't understand anything. But they studied, because you can study and still don't understand. Yet, if they can survive without understanding, believe me, when they go and write another test, we can say second test, when they go for it, just know what they will produce will be a stunning comeback. So that's how it is. They tend to overthink a lot. And the issue that I see upon overthinkers, they have high expectations. And if they don't get those expectations, they are very hard on themselves. Very hard. They beat themselves to the ground. You won't see it, but inside them, they are very hard upon themselves. Too hard to the extent that if it was possible for us to analyze each and every person, overthinkers, when something went wrong, when they expected higher results, if we were able to analyze, we would say, please, relax, because you cannot be thinking like this all the time. And they tend to expect a lot from others. And in most case scenarios, because they're overthinkers, when they expect other people will deliver something to them, mostly it does not happen. Mostly they don't get what they expect from others. Mostly they give, but they don't get what they are giving out. Once they expect something from other people, the other people mostly fail to deliver those expectations. And upon that, it still continues and rains down upon them being hard on themselves. So it's not easy being an overthinker. It doesn't seem easy at all. You cannot live in the moment. Some people might say you are a control freak. Some people might take you that you are some kind of being crazy. But be yourself. If you are an overthinker by nature, remain an overthinker. Don't throw yourself away. I'm JB State. Never be too short to explore yourself. Thank you.